That was that's the thing about the end, you know. He a lot of Patterson, the books of Patterson end with an ejaculatory flare of the hanging of the man in whatever it is, book two. Actually, what's sort of interesting is that the end of Patterson, okay, is also changes a little bit, okay? We know nothing and can know nothing but the dance, to dance to a measure contrapuntally, satirically, the tragic foot. And satirically, the satyr is contained in that word. There's no doubt in every way in William's imagination. But it's also, it's more than that. And the tragic foot, there's early in Patterson, he has a quotation from a prosodist that talks about the limping, the choriamb, or oh, so. Yeah. And that's linked to the ending. That it's almost a little bit like Nate Mackey's Legba figure of the missing limb, or the there's always something off. The fact is that Williams, the great mythos of woman for Williams was the virgin and the whore and identity, both for sale to the highest bidder. And it was very difficult for him not to be in that space, as you can see from Desert Music. It's kind of ridiculous, actually, as a mythology. And Gilbert Sorrentino, whose letters are quoted, I think it must be him, G.S., in here, produces a letter that is actually I think it's in book five, the whores grasping for your genitals, blah, 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 in a Mexico, which is a kind of imitation, really, of Williams' The Desert Music, where he sees a stripper and it becomes the uncontainable force of everything. Nothing problematic. I mean, this is not, I'm not talking about censoring his feelings. I'm talking about analyzing them and trying to see for what they are, see them for what they are and what the possibilities of them are. So, you know, every married man carries in his head the beloved and sacred image of a virgin whom he has whored. This is kind of old-fashioned thinking. I, Patterson, the king's self, saw the lady through the rough woods outside the palace walls, and so on. At that point, this is book five, he sees the dead beast, which is the unicorn, brought in at last across the saddle bow among the oak trees. Patterson, keep your pecker up, whatever the detail. Anywhere is everywhere. You can learn from poems that an empty head tapped on sounds hollow in any language, and so on. So it's an exhortation that one could be very fond of. There's nothing wrong with that exhortation by any means. It's just that that's where he ends up often. And it becomes, in many ways, a single-minded way of looking at the world that belies some of the complexities that he has been talking about. So that's, did I say reductive in that thing? I mean, it is a little reductive when you look at the whole poem.